Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Sports Sunday.
Blazers win the series! A walk-off three from Lillard!
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Damian Lillard from way downtown!
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher with Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I mean, that's a bad shot.
The Fan.
Welcome into Sports Sunday officially now, Rashad, I hope.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Now that there's finally a new open all these weeks.
It's weird to sit here because I'm used to looking at you here, and it's like,
you're
here over here, but I'm sorry, at this point, you're going to have to get used to just my right side for a little bit.
Getting
man,
the profile look of you.
Yeah, I'm looking at the gorgeous guy behind the glass. Now.
That's right. Let's not bury the lead here. Rashad and I are in the new studio.
For the first time.
I mean, we didn't even share the rooms, the offices at any point.
Seriously, yeah. I forget we had a whole real-life wall. Not a glass, but a whole wall between us at first.
Rashad and I are in the same room because across the glass from us is Jordan Schultz, new producer of Sports Sunday. Let's effing go.
What's going on, guys?
Hey-o.
Happy Sunday.
Welcome to the morning.
Appreciate you. Welcome to the morning after daylight saving. I mean, that's the league.
I was going to say, yeah, that's it's usually not like this.
Can we get that out of the way?
Where we're all, like, extra tired. Like, and thank God for technology and cell phones, because remember just back in the days, you had to adjust all the clocks beforehand and make sure your alarm did go off. Didn't have to worry about that last night. I just had to worry about waking up extra tired this morning was my main priority. Not fun.
I forgot all about it. I honestly don't even, it doesn't even register
again,
to me sometimes.
Thank
That's
you,
awesome,
technology.
All, you know, most, a lot of states, a lot of places don't even have a daylight savings time, right?
That to me is still just like.
So, like, we still do it. Just, I don't, you know for what reason, but I know this morning I woke up like, damn, this feels different. This feels weird. Like, almost like. Like pre-hungover? Like, no, but I know I wasn't drinking like that.
You know how I know it's early is by not judging me and how tired I am, but my son. Like, if he's still sleeping in bed and I wake him up and he's giving me grumpiness and grouchy, I'm like, oh boy, okay.
It's going to be one of those.
There's some problems. There's something happening. And then, yeah, notice that it was, we lost an hour. But the great thing about losing that hour is we get a longer night or longer day now, rather. It doesn't jump into nighttime earlier. Thank God. As a golfer, I'm very happy about that. Jordan's just like,
I love golf, but it's like I couldn't care less. Like, let's just keep, let's just pick one and go with
it. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Let's not do this back and forth crap. But
yeah,
I mean,
once every what, 6 months, four, you know, five, whatever it is,
whatever this is, whatever gives me the most opportunity to play golf, I'm down with that. So
I like that.
Basically, right now, you know, we get this extra hour till 7, 8 in the summertime, 9 almost.
Oh, yeah. It creeps into 9, sometimes even a little bit later.
Isn't it pretty sick and twisted how we, like, during the winter months here, we go from having, what, 5 to 7 hours of daylight to then 17, 18 in the summer? Just complete opposite.
That's awesome. I mean, I don't know if you have any friends from Alaska or if you've ever visited certain parts, but
where it's sunny all the time
or
not dark, sunny, but
all the time for like what, like sick, like maybe 3 or 4 months out of the year. Like that's insane.
Yeah. I've thought about opening a golf course up there where it's like daylight 23 hours a day, but then I thought the conditions might not be best for that.
You know, Rashad, every time somebody brings up Alaska on a sports show, I love to, one of my sports bucket list items that I haven't checked off yet is go do the Midnight Sun Game, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's up basically the super far north part of Alaska and Fairbanks. And
I was going to say, isn't it Alaska Fairbanks in that game?
Yes, and I think it's like their high school usually, and they play it at midnight on summer solstice. So every June 26th, they play this game at midnight when it's still light as hell out, and it's just kind of a whole celebration for the town. So I mean, imagine a big tailgate up in like northern cold ass Alaska at midnight, but I'm down.
Number one, if Alaska, they know how to kick it, if nothing else. I mean, when you get extended time of just sunlight or just darkness, like yeah, you figure out ways to hang out, you know, one way or the other. So I'm sure it's a huge deal. One thing you should know about me is I'm not a cold guy.
Okay.
You know, I'm not, I mean, I don't hate it. I'll be honest, though. I'm not super fond of it, though. So
you've been leaving your house just cursing the skies the last month? Because that's what I've been doing.
The last almost 40 years or so, as you live in Portland, yes. You know, we live in, you know, I had some friends living that are from Alaska. And when I was going to Western Oregon, and I remember one day it was just raining, and they were like, oh, it's so cold here. I hate it. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like, you're from Alaska. And she's like, yeah, but it's like dry there all the time, right? So we're not like cold like that, but here it's like chill you to the bone cold, because not only is it raining, but it's already cold outside, and then you might get some wind chill in between there. So it's like, ah, okay, that makes perfect sense. But either way, man, I'm not a big fan of snow or cold. Joe will tell you that.
I'm not crazy on it either. Something to put into context for you guys about this year, you know, to not do the whole, wow, how about this weather we're having? But this weather this year
really has been. Old men talking this morning.
I know.
Oh, no, God, this is how the show usually starts.
Yeah, but
I'm all right with it.
I will finish it with this because I do have a Rashad's rant for you, actually, that I saw this morning. That's a throwback from years ago, before I was even on the show. But we've had essentially, I think, and now 138 consecutive days in Portland without us hitting 60 degrees. Longest such streak since 1938. So
without hitting 60 degrees?
Yeah.
Wow.
So being born and raised in this area and being particularly pissed about this year and why it's been so cold and just disgusting, then you see that number and you're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. I feel feel better, but it's definitely something that backs up my feelings.
In the last couple of months, we've had like 2 snowstorms, right? Like that's unusual, including for Portland.
Another one where people were left on the highway again. This happens like a third time in the last decade or so. That's just the fact that it happened a third time after,
you know,
the second.
So things are definitely shifting. Global warming.
But what I saw this morning, so we lost that hour of sleep. So that, you know, you got to make up for that at some point in the week, right? Whether it's today or tomorrow. But it wasn't only that. And Rashad, you've experienced this with me, is we used to run into the Portland Marathon trying to get down into the old studio.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily we didn't run into that today. But what I did see happening was the old Shamrock Run. And, you know, if they're one of our sponsors, go do the Shamrock Run next year. I'm sure it's a fantastic race. But
if they're not.
With that being said, it was not even 40 degrees. It was a Sunday, or it is a Sunday rather, and we lost an hour of sleep, and you are out there, what's the Shamrock Run, a marathon?
Something like that.
10K?
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate looking out for the body and, you know, working out and finding time to do that, but dear God, man, I would not consider running a 10K or a marathon or anything at this hour, especially losing that hour of sleep. And especially in Portland. I love Portland because it's like, again, here we are talking about 140 days of terrible weather. They're like, you know what? Sounds good for a run.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to run a lot here. In fact, I'm going to run all the time. What's the best weather state? And I'm not talking like Arizona or Florida because they are perpetually hot and humid. Like, best consistent weather. Where it doesn't get disgustingly cold and rainy like it does here. And it doesn't get disgustingly hot and sweaty like it does in Arizona.
L.A.?
No.
He's probably not wrong. No. I mean,
you're talking about best? Well, you're talking about 70 degrees all year.
Yeah, constantly.
Getting the summer, yeah. You get into about like high 90s, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. Like, yeah, probably L.A. Like right now, it's 70 degrees, 65 to 75 degrees right now in L.A.
I can't say Hawaii. It's too hot there during the summertime.
You know? Well, and Arizona and Vegas equator. Get incredibly
exactly.
hot during the, you know, during the summer.
The only reason I disagree with L.A. is because I feel like my lungs are getting caked with smog anytime I'm there.
Well,
so
you didn't say condition. You know, you didn't say.
I feel like
know.
Smog is a part of their weather, though. San Diego just came through on the text line, 503-864-6326. Yeah, I feel like San Diego's starting to become known as that place.
My
like,
favorite American city. You guys probably know that.
San Diego.
Yeah. If you've never been, you've been to San Diego?
No, I need to go, though.
It's awesome.
My wife just got back from there earlier this week.
It's one of those places. Like, it's awesome.
I got a buddy down there, and then former fan employee, Coin 6 employee, Marcus Greaves. He's down
yes,
there
indeed.
Doing his thing in San Diego now, too.
Nice suits this guy has. I'm like, man, taught this guy how to dress pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah. I wish, you know, I could show up to my job with a suit, but it's overdoing it 100%. Like, after
Please
a
don't.
While, like, I wore a tie, Rashad, on Monday to our open house party that we had, and, like, the CEO was in town, and a lot of people from out of town, and again, we had a party afterward, mixer, right? I'm like, good day to wear a tie. I caught so much flack for that, Brandon Sprague being one of them. And then he tries to cover up by saying, oh, Suk's going to give you so much crap for that. I'm like, what are you doing right now?
Hold on. Number one, first off, don't let a bunch of schlubs in T-shirts and jorts, you know, tell you that you shouldn't be like, honestly. Up
and by
until
the way,
recently,
don't ask what any of us are wearing.
The
right
last
now.
The last True. Person up until recently, the last person I would have ever taken fashion advice from was Suk. He stepped it up. I will say that. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely stepped the game up. But I remember Danner Boots guy and flannel shirt guy, you know, for a long time.
Was like, Danner Boots advertiser?
No. Well? But that was all Suk wore. And he would tell you that was like, that was it. Like,
Danner Boots, a solid boot, though.
He was the official spokesperson for Danner, you know. So, and also, you know, Sprague's a runner. So you're going to catch him in a T-shirt that may or may not be small, you know, for him. He's going to be showing his calves a little bit. He probably wore shorts. I'm almost guaranteeing Sprague wore shorts.
What, to the party?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't pull that. He wouldn't pull a Mike Lynch at a funeral.
That's, oh my gosh.
We all wore a pants pack, or made a pants pack, like the Friday before I was in with them on Monday. We're like,
very
we got to wear pants.
But Joe, if you want to rock that tie, man, you rock that damn tie, man. That's how that goes.
I got a solid forest green one that will be coming out of the bag.
I bet you got a couple nice tie compliments.
Oh, yeah.
A few, yeah. And the thing about wearing a suit is, people that know you talk to you differently when you wear a suit.
They do.
Oh, hey. All right, Jordan.
All right.
I see you, buddy. Hey, yeah. You know, people that you don't know look at you like, hey, man, you look important. Where
Jordan,
are you
be
going?
Suit guy. Be radio suit guy.
See, that that's just douchey as hell if it's just for radio. Yeah. Like, hey, guys.
Yeah,
like,
where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
It's like, what are you doing?
Be briefcase guy.
That's even worse. No, which is worse, suitcase guy or briefcase guy?
I mean, both look equally important. It depends on where that person's going. That's just me.
Okay, that's true.
Briefcase? What?
I don't know. I'm just like, has anybody in the last 10 years actually used like an old style briefcase? Or it's kind of just now like the iPad folder, I feel like. Everything's able to be transported much easier.
Right. And everything's falling apart.
I mean, hey, man, nothing says professional.
Oh, boy.
Like sitting at a desk and opening up a briefcase to pull something out. Oh, this guy means business.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was about to set up the show and what we got on deck for you. And then I refreshed Twitter and here are pictures of Ja Morant at the Denver Strip Club. And if you haven't seen those, boy.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Without I saw him, sans firearm?
I saw him, yeah, sans firearm. Like, okay. Security footage of, like, the VIP area he was in. And, boy, I saw these photos last night. But, again, they just popped back up. And let's just say Ja Morant, he had himself a good time in Denver. Okay? Let's just say that. Two nights in Denver, actually. Today on Sports Sunday, we had last week we were talking, Rashad, about like when are we going to get some clarity on the quarterback carousel here in the NFL? We're starting to get that. We had one guy sign. We had one team make a big move in the draft, moving up to get the number one pick. And then we have one of the best quarterbacks of all time, you know, doing what he normally does and making it about him and all the attention and eyes on him. So we'll get to that. It's Selection Sunday, which is one of my I don't know if today is one of my favorite times of year, but it's leading up to my favorite time of year. And then I figured we should take a look at the NBA standings updates. Blazers.
We have to.
Blazers, if you want to. I mean, hey, great job against the Sixers last night, though. I mean, is that not what you want? A team to fight hard but still lose so that way we can go down in the standings? No? No.
No, it's not what I want.
Text in 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. But let's get to the NFL quarterback situation right now with one man named Aaron Rodgers. He might be wearing green next year, but it's going to be a different shade. We're going to get to that next. Sports Sunday, Jordan Schultz across the glass, Rashad Taylor in the room with me, Joe Fisher right here on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday just got the notification. Another update in the quarterback carousel, this time from Ian Rappaport. Tampa Bay Buccaneers looking to bring in former Rams quarterback. Former Rams quarterback? Who could that be? Baker Mayfield. Well, best of luck, Tampa Bay, on that one. Hey, one of my best friends is a Tampa Bay fan, so, you know, rock that red and pewter, baby.
I'm not touching Baker Mayfield with his wife's hands.
Hey, he didn't. He didn't do too bad towards the end of L.A. Maybe. Man. Anybody out there? Hello?
No. Baker's bad, bro.
Wait, so they're going to bring him in to compete with Kyle Trask for the starting job? He's not going to just kind of ease into being a backup?
That's ridiculous.
Are you serious?
And, hey, I was right about Derek Carr going to the Saints, was I not?
You were spot on.
I said, this is why you go to the NFC South, because you got guys like Kyle Trask and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, you were spot on with that one, man. And I think that's something we're not talking enough about, is Derek Carr to the Saints.
Yeah, we can get to that.
And to that division, I think that's a huge, huge pickup for New Orleans.
We can definitely get to that, but I say that we first start with, like I said in the last segment, Aaron Rodgers. Look, this thing is picking up steam with the New York Jets. I don't know if you saw, but I don't know where they were at. Brandon Marshall, former wide receiver, he was talking to Aaron Rodgers, I think, yesterday or the day before. Again, I don't know where they were at, but this is on video. And basically, Aaron Rodgers is telling Brandon Marshall, like, hang tight.
Chill, man.
Like,
it's coming.
Something's happening, you know. And there's multiple reports that basically say that there is a deal in the frameworks, and it's just they're all waiting on Aaron Rodgers, which, again, shocker. This is how Aaron Rodgers is handling everything. Like, just give me another day or two to think about it. I'll let you all know. So Aaron Rodgers, though, and the New York Jets, it's not saying it's a done deal, but it's looking pretty damn close at this point that he's going to be playing in New York next year for the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets.
Aaron Rodgers.
They're doing the Brett Favre thing again.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm sorry.
He couldn't have mirrored Brett Favre's career any closer than he's done right now. Think about this.
There's more psychedelics, but
who is the guy that wouldn't teach Aaron Rodgers how to be a quarterback in the first place? Aaron Rodgers and the guy that won multiple MVPs, had amazing games, amazing comeback games, won one Super Bowl. Was able to compete, you know, but only one Super Bowl in that time. New guy comes in. I'm not teaching this guy how to play quarterback. Towards the end of his career, like, I might stay a Packer, but we'll see. How long have we been doing this with Aaron Rodgers now? Like 4 years now, yeah. 4 or 5 seasons. Like, I might be a Packer. I'm not sure. Retirement. I'm not really sure. What was Brett Favre doing? Not sure if I want to retire. Might be a Packer. Might do this. Now, the team that he's about to go to is the New York Jets. When Brett Favre left did he go to the Jets or the Vikings?
I think it was Jets.
Oh, no, it was the Jets.
Went to the Jets. Like, the way this dude has mirrored Brett
Some
Favre's
picks
career.
Some got out, and then he was like, oh, I got to go to Minnesota.
It's crazy. If you look at all the similarities between these two dudes, you know, and up until now, to all the way up to going to the Jets to play football for his next, you know, for his next stop. Like, Aaron Rodgers he's still a stud, and I think the Jets know it, and he still can win some games for them. The Jets showed at points last year that they weren't totally incompetent.
So Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, that's coming next, and then Aaron Rodgers picks to a reporter, right?
Yeah.
Because that's Brett Favre got caught.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're coming.
Yeah,
they're coming.
Sending those, and then that, oh, my God, that voicemail. That's just classic.
And more than likely, it's probably out there somewhere. Aaron Rodgers strikes me as a weirdo kind of guy.
I mean...
He strikes me. I wouldn't be shocked if they, you know, if they were in.
Hey, listen, man, we're in Portland. I mean, some of the stuff that he does, it's like, well, hey, man, that's okay.
We had our own scandal like that with Greg Oden.
Darkness Retreat, okay. That's I guess that's fine. And that actually happened in Oregon. So, I mean,
well, he's from. I mean, what he, you know,
he went to Beaverton, yeah, some elementary school or something like that before going down to.
Yeah,
I mean, classic.
I'm counting it. Thompson. I'm counting it.
Dude, classic. Born and somewhat raised in Portland, Oregon, then goes down and plays in Berkeley.
Oh, hey, it counts. Where are you from? Oh, okay.
No wonder he's the way he is and loves ayahuasca and is doing darkness retreats and dating chicks named Blue Sky or whatever the hell her name is.
Well, guys, I know money's green, but I do think it's very odd to Rashad's point that it is. Essentially 15 years to the day almost, we're going to see the same thing happen with a quarterback that's had a very similar trajectory as Brett Favre. Like, it's wacky. And I didn't think that the Packers would be okay to train Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. I thought to this point it was probably maybe the Raiders that were the best destination, but that's obviously not happening. McDaniels has said they want somebody there for the long term. Good luck with that, Josh.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Nobody wants to play for you, buddy. But yeah, this is eerie, to say the least. I agree 100,000%.
So Vikings in a year or two, then?
I mean, look, they're not super happy with their quarterback
situation.
So... would it be crazy for Aaron Rodgers to say, man, look at this defense and look at some of these guys. I have Justin Jefferson over here. Let me go see what's up in Minnesota. I could see it.
So, again, it is not official. I mean, dude, what if Aaron Rodgers just pulls a fast one? And imagine Packers fans if he's like, you know what? Coming back to Green Bay, they'd be like.
Would it shock you?
No.
Knowing what we know about Aaron Rodgers, knowing what we know. And honestly.
Pulling an out of left field move out of that after all these reports of him going to the Jets and just.
That would be the most Aaron Rodgers thing he can do is say, you know what, guys, I decided to say. After another darkness retreat, I decided.
Again, if you're a Packers fan.
I found the light in the darkness, and I'm going to say.
If you're a Packers fan, are you, like, done with him at this point?
It's a good question. Because there actually is one
major
difference. Like,
if he says, I'm coming back to Green Bay, I'm sure there's a lot of Packer fans that are stoked about it, but. I don't think it would be the same as like a few years ago when he's redid the deal with them and the extension, right? I think now there's a lot more Packer fans that are like, dude, just we're good. Let's start a new path without Aaron Rodgers. Please.
I can imagine a lot of fans being annoyed at this point. Like if you've been a few years of waiting, is it going to happen? Are you going to leave? Are you going to retire? And then he comes back. I think they're like, well, I'm glad we got a quarterback, but. Yeah, I think we're over this.
Let's get a guy that doesn't want to play around with us anymore.
Yeah, I think we're over this. Let's go young. Let's get someone in the draft. You know, whatever you can do at that point. But yeah, I think a lot of Packer faithful might be a little annoyed at this point. And I mean, seriously, if this were your franchise and your all-time great quarterback was kind of, you know, Tom Brady didn't do that with the Patriots. It was like, man, we know things are kind of coming to an end here. They're not going to re-sign Brady. He's not going to fight it.
Clean break, yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and make this. This has been an ugly breakup in Green Bay for like years. It's like they've been together for 15 years. They've been getting divorced for like 5 or 6 now. That's how it feels with the Packers.
All right. So now I want to ask, with this New York Jets team, because I brought it up to you, I think, in the commercial break, Rashad, is if they do go with Aaron Rodgers, I want to ask, why are they not going with the younger, more athletic, and what I think is the better fit for this New York Jets team, who is young, with a great coach? Why are they not going with Lamar Jackson instead? I want to ask that question. And Rashad, you were wondering if the league is kind of pulling a fast one on Lamar here.
I mean, it smells weird. It smells fishy. Just saying.
All right, we're going to get to Lamar Jackson, and we're going to get to more of this quarterback carousel because, again, we got a big trade this week. We've got other things floating around, other quarterbacks. The NFC South doesn't know what the hell they're doing. Plenty more to get to on this Sports Sunday. You can text in at 503-864-6322. We will get back to Sports Sunday next, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Well, tease, that's not going to be the last time you hear this song today. You'll understand what I'm saying. And I think we're probably going to have to carve out like the last segment of the show because we do have a lot to get to. Talk a little high school hoops because there was some big games over the weekend in state of Oregon. Yeah,
I heard.
Just an absolute defensive juggernaut in one of them, dear Lord. And then 6A championship as well. So, yeah, we hopefully we'll have enough time in the last segment to get to that. But, Rashad, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets potentially going after him. Well, they are going after him, potentially landing him. But I don't know, man. With the Jets, their coach, their team, the talent around them, I would think that you have a potential Super Bowl contender with the right player for years to come. And if you want to go with Aaron Rodgers for a year or two, I guess that's your prerogative. But I personally would like to go with someone like Lamar Jackson that I think would gel better with this younger team, would be able to lead this younger team much better than Aaron Rodgers probably ever could and has. And again, I just think he's a way better fit with this team. And Robert Saleh, too, as far as a head coach, I don't know. I would love to see Lamar with this team. Aaron Rodgers is not a bad option as well. But again, you're talking about 41, 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. So I would like to see Lamar Jackson with the New York Jets. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see where he ends up. But it's kind of weird, Rashad. His whole career situation is a catch-22 because when he plays, he balls out. They go 8-3 to start a year, and then he gets injured, and they don't even make the playoffs, or they do and almost beat the Bengals, I think is what it was in their game, and you got Tyler Huntley. And so he shows you why you need him, but also why he hurts you is because he gets hurt and can't play. So it's just like he's in this very weird situation where how much do you pay him? How many years? What team believes in him more than the other? Again, I would have loved him with the Jets, and now I'm just like wondering, well, is he just going to go back to the Ravens? Because not as many people are high on him as me. I don't know.
Which is crazy. Like, yes, Lamar Jackson has dealt with some injury issues. Some of that has been offensive line. Some of that has been the fact that the plays are designed for him to do a lot of running, right? That's what makes Lamar Jackson special, is the fact that he can use his legs, you know, in that regard. Why they didn't, maybe just, I don't know if maybe it's because the Jets feel like they're better suited for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and in the pocket, you know, passer that can, you know, just throw darts all over the field. Like, maybe that's what they're looking at, somebody that's support that receiving core that they have there. You know, you could possibly be looking at that. But I don't know. It doesn't make sense to not. And this is the same thing I was saying about the Carolina trade, like, who desperately needs a quarterback right now. Like, there's certain guys, like, I feel like you should at least explore the option of Lamar Jackson. And I felt like the Jets didn't explore the fact that, man, we can get Lamar here and maybe win some playoff games, or maybe win a playoff game, or at least make it far enough to where the Jets don't look as Jetsy as they
even last year. And Jordan, feel free to jump in. It's like the Jets, they were what, 7-3 last year at one point with the Zach Wilson fiasco. Like, even when they weren't being the Jets, they were still the Jets. And so it's like
Mike White, though, right? For like three games,
he wasn't too bad for a couple of them before he literally got folded in half that one game and nearly died. Oh my god, one of the biggest hits I've ever seen. But again, it's like Lamar Jackson, I don't think it does it for you a year. I think it does it for you 2, 3, 4, like sets you up. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I've seen Lamar do much more than just with his legs, where I would like to put that guy on the Jets, but obviously I just don't see it happening. I mean, where do we see him going at this point? Panthers, I don't think, are an option anymore because the big move that they made. There have been some whispers that they might actually try to use that number one overall pick still as leverage and get some more back with it and go back a couple spots. If they find out that someone really wants Bryce Young or something like that, then maybe. But That leaves the Panthers off the board. I mean, the Commanders, we've heard the whispers about them. I'm starting to look at this more and more as time goes on that he's heading back to Baltimore, yeah, that they're going to figure things out together and just kind of like, you know, you take that split from a relationship, see if you can find something better, and then you come back to each other and realize that you were the best thing for each other all along.
The Panthers, you know, they traded a lot of assets to get that number one pick, and it kind of comes out that they didn't really have to, right? If they, mind you, if the Panthers had just, you know, they could have just went ahead and signed DJ Moore, right? You know what I'm saying? To a, or excuse me, they could have went ahead and signed Lamar Jackson and still been able to keep DJ Moore and not really give away those 2 second-round picks that they had. Like, they gave away a lot of stuff for that number one pick, but essentially they could have had Lamar and decided we're going to go this route anyway. So, like you said, they could be, again, trying to leverage themselves to do something more. Joe is completely stuck. Was it a hole in one or something like that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Somebody just ace it? What happened?
But yeah.
Third ace of the week at the Players on the 17th hole, and a dude literally just one bounced it into the hole.
What? God.
That's pretty tight.
Sorry.
There's one. I was looking at the leaderboard a second ago. One
I'm sorry,
dude,
guys.
Why is there only one TV on? Why can't I
see? I got my TV. I mean, I'm ready to go.
Let's see. Xander Schauffele has moved up 33 spots today. I mean, there have been a couple of people that have made some major movement just on Sunday.
We're taking our solid right turn here into golf. I'm sorry, Rashawn. No, yeah, you saw my face. I was absolutely shocked.
Oh, what happened? Yeah, no, but I don't know. I just kind of feel like there's some weirdness around wanting to sign Lamar Jackson right now. Teams kind of feeling like they're staying away. That's just kind of what it seems like, because here's a guy who, like you said, when he's on the field for the Ravens, they win, you know, like eight out of 10 times, like they're going to win when he's on the field. You see what happens when he was off the field, they look like a college team. Like they just don't compete, you know, with everyone else. So why you wouldn't give this man his money, somebody who won an MVP for Lamar Jackson's dealt with nothing but disrespect since he's been in the league. You win the Heisman Award. You get to the NFL, they tell you, we're going to make you a receiver. You should probably be a corner. You should probably be something. Then he comes out his first year as a starter, right? First year as a starter, and won the MVP. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, you get to the playoffs, you don't do well, oh well, whatever there, but you just continue
to win. And then what
do you
do the year after that? You win your first playoff game.
But you don't win the Super Bowl. And you don't win, you know, you don't get to the championship game. So now, clearly you're a disappointment.
Hey,
right, at this point.
Hey, I'm with you. I love Lamar Jackson. I think, yeah, he's gotten disrespected. I think people thoroughly underrate his passing 100%. Game. I've seen it multiple times.
He's a top 10 passer in the league. Like, you look at his numbers, he's usually top 10, top 12.
I remember, obviously, his very first game against the Dolphins when he first got into the league, he was just hitting bombs deep. And then I remember a game, I think it wasn't this last season, year before, against the Colts, raining Sunday night or Monday night, just a disgusting game. And they made him pass over 40 times, and he shredded them. He shredded him, sat in the pocket. He made his and I was like, bro, see, this is the type of stuff. I was like, you go do that, Lamar.
Do we remember
some good receivers?
Do we remember the early game this year against, which was an awesome game, they played against the Dolphins, where he just came down and, again, throwing darts all over the field. And if it wasn't for Tua just making an amazing play, you know, at the end of that game, they win. But you're looking at Lamar, somebody who can drop back and make passes and, you know, kind of start elevating his wide receivers and some of his receiving core. And so I don't understand where a lot of the hate comes from. But at the same time, we love Brock Purdy, right? Like, we'll say Lamar isn't worth it, but this Brock Purdy guy, somebody's like, what? Like,
well,
the surefire guy that can show you that he can win a most valuable player award. The highest honor outside of winning an NFL championship or Super Bowl that you can get is the most valuable player. And you're going to tell me now that he's not good enough? Russell Wilson, for as great as he was for a lot of years, don't have an MVP. And Lamar Jackson got one in his first year as a starter. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, Kyler Murray has already gotten his bag, right? And he's, I think people would say that what he might be slightly a better runner than Lamar Jackson, maybe. That's on a maybe scale. Like,
right.
Lamar is obviously a better passer. You highlighted how much better that he is. He can stay in the quarter or in the pocket and act like a true pro style quarterback. It's absolutely uncanny as far as I mean, the similarities in their game, but yet we're saying that Kyler's slightly better at one thing, and we're not giving Lamar his bag. But I'm not sure it's collusion in the NFL. I wouldn't go as far as, you know, to say that. I think Lamar could really help himself out by getting some representation.
Your mom can't be your representation.
You know,
that can't happen.
No, there was a bet. Former Mariner Jamie Moore, it was always known that, like, he was his own agent throughout his career. And I said this throughout my 20s, that he missed out on significant amounts of money because he went into that room negotiating for himself instead of letting the professionals do it.
How many Lamar Jackson commercials do you see?
Exactly.
Like, he's Crickets. A former MVP. He should have all those yogurt commercials and a Chrysler commercial.
You
all that
stay
stuff.
Away from Dax Oikos commercials, okay? Those are his. Well, he's getting that Dannon money, all right?
Yeah, only you know, he could have been the new Cam. It could have been him.
So true.
Getting that Dannon money at that point. But again, when you don't have
Cam
representation,
Newton. They had to find someone else.
When you don't have
that.
Somebody that knows how to go into that war room and say, no, we're not doing this, and we're only accepting this, and this is the starting out point and stuff like that. And I'm not sure what his mom's credentials are. I'm not sure. No, seriously, I don't know.
You make sense.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Seriously,
I want to bang on his mom.
I want to see a degree.
Most agents are lawyers, right? So they went to law school. They went through the whole shebang and everything to figure out how the business part works. I'm not sure if mom actually did that or if she's just really looking out for the quote unquote best interest of her son. At this point, the best interest of her son is to... You want to be the financial advisor or whatever? Man, cool. Go be that. But let's go get somebody that knows how to make these deals.
So I go back to that Colts game just about a year and a half ago because, again, that was the game that I saw Lamar Jackson. I'm like, dude, this guy is just dicing. Like, I can see him like, yes, dude, thank you for doing this. Couple stats like from that moment in time. That was about October 12th, 2021. So about 5-6 games into the regular season there. At that point in the season, he had more yards himself than 16 other teams in the league. Total yards.
So
a single player is producing more yards on offense than half of the league is as a team. And then from that game alone, too, he completed 86% of his passes on over 400 yards. First NFL quarterback in history to do that. Complete over 85% while throwing for 400 yards in the game. No one has ever done that per ESPN stats and info.
And Baltimore has the nerve to act like he's not worth the money that he's asking for, I'm sorry. Like,
that was
Baltimore,
also
you fumbled that one right there.
That was also a record for quarterbacks who threw 40 plus passes in a game. And to that, he had a 4 passing touchdown game. It was literally one of the greatest single passing performances games in NFL history. Came back. Like, again, I've seen this dude do it. So when anybody ever tries to dismiss his passing ability, I'm like, you need to go back and watch some film, buddy, because he can do that.
Can I make a quick point? It's just something kind of occurred to me while we were having this discussion. Like, have the Ravens actually handed out contracts to players in the past? Yes, but not really. I mean, you go look at the biggest contracts and the highest paid players of Ravens history. Most of them are right around $100 million, the Ray Lewis's.
It's probably defensive guys, too.
Exactly. The highest one's going to be Joe Flacco, but guess what his total was? Right around 6 years, $150 million.
Which, in today's standards, not that much. I mean, they haven't given the bag to a wide receiver ever, a running back. I mean, but hey, can you not say that the Ravens have been one of the better run organizations for the past 2 decades? Hell yeah, you can.
It's absolutely true, and I think that they might just be sticking to their guns in the way that they do business, not wanting to hand that money out.
And they've never had a player to where they've had to do that.
No.
Like, you're not doing it to Trent Dilfer. You're not giving that to Joe Flacco.
Oh, my God.
You're not giving... Seriously, there's certain guys...
No, I hate
that
Trent Dilfer. I love your point.
You're not
giving
it to Shannon Sharp at that point as an offensive player. This is the first time they've had a franchise quarterback that they have to pay money to. They've never had one of those up until now.
All right. Let's move along. We're up against it. We had a trade for the number one pick. We alluded to it a little bit ago. The Carolina Panthers giving up a lot to the Bears to get that number one pick in the draft in about a month or so. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up here soon. We will get to that next. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Don't wanna be a player.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
Well, tease. That's not going to be the last time you hear this song today. You'll understand what I'm saying. And I think we're probably going to have to carve out like the last segment of the show because we do have a lot to get to. Talk a little high school hoops because there was some big games over the weekend in state of Oregon. Yeah,
I heard.
Just an absolute defensive juggernaut in one of them, dear Lord. And then 6A championship as well. So, yeah, we hopefully we'll have enough time in the last segment to get to that. But, Rashad, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets potentially going after him. Well, they are going after him, potentially landing him. But I don't know, man. With the Jets, their coach, their team, the talent around them, I would think that you have a potential Super Bowl contender with the right player for years to come. And if you want to go with Aaron Rodgers for a year or two, I guess that's your prerogative. But I personally would like to go with someone like Lamar Jackson that I think would gel better with this younger team, would be able to lead this younger team much better than Aaron Rodgers probably ever could and has. And again, I just think he's a way better fit with this team. And Robert Saleh, too, as far as a head coach, I don't know. I would love to see Lamar with this team. Aaron Rodgers is not a bad option as well. But again, you're talking about 41, 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. So I would like to see Lamar Jackson with the New York Jets. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see where he ends up, but it's kind of weird, Rashad. His whole career situation is a catch-22, because when he plays, he balls out. They go 8-3 to start a year, and then he gets injured, and they don't even make the playoffs, or they do and almost beat the Bengals, I think is what it was in their game, and you got Tyler Huntley. And so he shows you why you need him, but also why he hurts you is because he gets hurt and can't play. So it's just like he's in this very weird situation where how much do you pay him? How many years? What team believes in him more than the other? Again, I would have loved him with the Jets, and now I'm just like wondering, well, is he just going to go back to the Ravens? Because not as many people are high on him as me. I don't know.
Which is crazy. Like, yes, Lamar Jackson has dealt with some injury issues. Some of that has been offensive line. Some of that has been the fact that the plays are designed for him to do a lot of running, right? That's what makes Lamar Jackson special, is the fact that he can use his legs, you know, in that regard. Why they didn't, maybe just, I don't know if maybe it's because the Jets feel like they're better suited for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and in the pocket, you know, passer that can, you know, just throw darts all over the field. Like, maybe that's what they're looking at, somebody that support that receiving core that they have there. You know, you could possibly be looking at that. But I don't know. It doesn't make sense to not. And this is the same thing I was saying about the Carolina trade, like, who desperately needs a quarterback right now. Like, there's certain guys, like, I feel like you should at least explore the option of Lamar Jackson. And I felt like the Jets didn't explore the fact that, man, we can get Lamar here and maybe win some playoff games, or maybe win a playoff game, or at least make it far enough to where the Jets don't look as Jetsy as they
well again
as they typically
well dude
you know,
even last year
point.
And Jordan, feel free to jump in, it's like the Jets, they were what, 7-3 last year at one point with the Zach Wilson fiasco. Like, even when they weren't being the Jets, they were still the Jets. And so
they're,
it's like,
answering Mike White though, right, for like three games,
and he wasn't too bad for a couple of them before he literally got folded in half that one game and nearly died. Oh my god, one of the biggest hits I've ever seen. But again, it's like Lamar Jackson, I don't think it does it for you a year. I think it does it for you 2, 3, 4, like, sets you up. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I've seen Lamar do much more than just with his legs, where I would like to put that guy on the Jets, but obviously I just don't see it happening. I mean, where do we see him going at this point? Panthers, I don't think, are an option anymore because of the big move that they made. There have been some whispers that they might actually try to use that number one overall pick still as leverage and get some more back with it and go back a couple spots. If they find out that someone really wants Bryce Young or something like that, then maybe, but that leaves the Panthers off the board. I mean, the Commanders, we've heard the whispers about them. I'm starting to look at this more and more as time goes on, that he's heading back to Baltimore, that they're going to figure things out together and just kind of like, you know, you take that split from a relationship, see if you can find something better, and then you come back to each other and realize that you were the best thing for each other all along.
The Panthers, you know, they traded a lot of assets to get that number one pick, and it kind of comes out that they didn't really have to, right? If the Panthers had just, you know, they could have just went ahead and signed DJ Moore, right? You know what I'm saying? They could have went ahead and signed Lamar Jackson and still been able to keep DJ Moore and not really give away those two second round picks that they had. Like, they gave away a lot of stuff for that number one pick, but essentially they could have had Lamar and decided we're going to go this route anyway. So like you said, they could be, again, trying to leverage themselves to do something more. Joe is completely stuck. Was it a hole in one or something like that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Somebody just ace it. What happened?
Yeah.
Third ace of the week at the Players on the 17th hole, and a dude literally just one bounced it into the hole.
What? God.
That's pretty tight.
Sorry.
There's one. I was looking at the leaderboard a second ago. One
I'm sorry,
dude,
guys.
Why is there only one TV on? Why can't I see?
I got my TV. I mean, I got mine ready to go.
Let's see. Xander Schauffele has moved up 33 spots today. I mean, there have been a couple of people that have made some major movement just on Sunday.
We're taking our solid right turn here into golf. I'm sorry, Rashad. No, yeah, you saw my face. I was absolutely
shocked. Oh, what happened? Yeah, no, but I don't know. I just kind of feel like there's a some weirdness around wanting to sign Lamar Jackson right now. Teams kind of feeling like they're staying away. That's just kind of what it seems like, because here's a guy who, like you said, when he's on the field for the Ravens, they win. You know, like eight out of 10 times, like they're going to win when he's on the field. You see what happens when he was off the field. They look like a college team. Like they just don't compete, you know, with everyone else. So why you wouldn't give this man his money, somebody who won an MVP? For Lamar Jackson's dealt with nothing but disrespect since he's been in the league. You win the Heisman Award. You get to the NFL. They tell you, we're going to make you a receiver. You should probably be a corner. You should probably be something. Then he comes out his first year as a starter, right? First year as a starter, and won the MVP. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, you get to the playoffs. You don't, you know, you don't do well. Oh, well, whatever there. But you just continue
to win. And then what do
you
do the year after that? You win your first playoff game.
But you don't win the Super Bowl. And you don't win, you know, you don't get to the championship game. So now, clearly you're a disappointment,
hey,
right,
point. Hey, I'm with you. I love Lamar Jackson. I think, yeah, he's gotten disrespected. I think people thoroughly underrate his passing 100%. Game. I've seen it multiple times.
He's a top 10 passer in the league. Like, you look at his numbers, he's usually top 10, top 12.
I remember, obviously, his very first game against the Dolphins when he first got into the league, he was just hitting bombs deep. And then I remember a game, I think it wasn't this last season, year before, against the Colts, raining Sunday night or Monday night, just a disgusting game. And they made him pass over 40 times, and he shredded them. He shredded him, sat in the pocket. He made his and I was like, bro, see, this is the type of stuff. I was like, you go do that, Lamar.
Do we remember
the some good receivers?
Do we
Come
remember
on.
The early game this year against, which was an awesome game they played against the Dolphins, where he just came down and, again, throwing darts all over the field. And if it wasn't for Tua just making an amazing play, you know, at the end of that game, they win. But you're looking at Lamar, somebody who can drop back and make passes and, you know, kind of start elevating his wide receivers and some of his receiving core. And so I don't understand where a lot of the hate comes from. And then, but at the same time, we love Brock Purdy, right? Like, we'll say Lamar isn't worth it, but this Brock Purdy guy, somebody's like, what? Like,
well,
the surefire guy that can show you that he can win a most valuable player award. The highest honor outside of winning an NFL championship or Super Bowl that you can get is the most valuable player. And you're going to tell me now that he's not good enough? Russell Wilson, for as great as he was for a lot of years, don't have an MVP. And Lamar Jackson got one in his first year as a starter. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, Kyler Murray has already gotten his bag, right? And he's, I think people would say that what he might be slightly a better runner than Lamar Jackson, maybe. That's on a maybe scale. Like,
right.
Lamar is obviously a better passer. You highlighted how much better that he is. He can stay in the quarter or in the pocket and act like a true pro style quarterback. It's absolutely uncanny as far as, I mean, the similarities in their game, but yet we're saying that Kyler's slightly better at one thing and we're not giving Lamar his bag. But I'm not sure it's collusion in the NFL. I wouldn't go as far as, you know, to say that. I think Lamar could really help himself out by getting some representation.
Your mom can't be your representation.
You know,
that can't happen.
No, there was a bet. Former Mariner Jamie Moore, it was always known that, like, he was his own agent throughout his career. And I said this throughout my 20s, that he missed out on significant amounts of money because he went into that room negotiating for himself instead of letting the professionals do it.
How many Lamar Jackson commercials do you see?
Exactly.
Like, he's Crickets. A former MVP. He should have all those yogurt commercials and a Chrysler commercial.
You
all that
stay
stuff.
Away from Dax Oikos commercials, okay? Those are his.
Well,
getting that Dannon money, all right?
Yeah, only you know, he could have been the new Cam. It could have been him
so true.
Getting that Dannon money at that point. But again, when
well,
you don't have
Cam
representation,
Newton. They had to find someone else.
When you don't have
that.
Somebody that knows how to go into that war room and say, no, we're not doing this and we're only accepting this and this is the starting out point and stuff like that. And I'm not sure what his mom's credentials are. I'm not sure. No, seriously, I don't know.
You make sense.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
You want to bang on his mom.
I want to see a degree.
Most agents are lawyers, right? So they went to law school. They went through the whole shebang and everything to figure out how the business part works. So I'm not sure if mom actually did that or if she's just really looking out for the quote-unquote best interest of her son. At this point, the best interest of her son is to You want to be the financial advisor or whatever? Man, cool. Go be that. But let's go get somebody that knows how to make these deals.
So I go back to that Colts game just about a year and a half ago, because, again, that was the game that I saw Lamar Jackson. I'm like, dude, this guy is just dicing. Like, I can see him, like, yes, dude, thank you for doing this. Couple stats, like, from that moment in time. That was about that was October 12th, 2021. So about five, six games into the regular season there. At that point in the season, he had more yards himself than 16 other teams in the league. Total yards.
So
a single player is producing more yards on offense than half of the league is as a team. And then from that game alone, too, he completed 86% of his passes on over 400 yards. First NFL quarterback in history to do that. Complete over 85% while throwing for 400 yards in the game. No one has ever done that, per ESPN stats and info.
And Baltimore has the nerve to act like he's not worth the money that he's asking for, I'm sorry. Like,
that was
Baltimore,
also
you fumbled that one right there.
That was also a record for quarterbacks who threw 40 plus passes in a game. And to that, he had a 4 passing touchdown game. It was literally one of the greatest single passing performances games in NFL history. Came back. Like, again, I've seen this dude do it. So when anybody ever tries to dismiss his passing ability, I'm like, you need to go back and watch some film, buddy, because he can do that.
Can I make a quick point? It's just something kind of occurred to me while we were having this discussion. Like, have the Ravens actually handed out contracts to players in the past? Yes, but not really. I mean, you go look at the biggest contracts and the highest paid players of Ravens history. Most of them are right around $100 million, the Ray Lewis's.
It's probably defensive guys, too.
Exactly. Of course, the highest one's going to be Joe Flacco, but guess what his total was? Right around 6 years, $150 million.
Which, in today's standards, not that much. I mean, they haven't given the bag to a wide receiver ever, a running back. I mean, but hey, can you not say that the Ravens have been one of the better run organizations for the past two decades? Hell yeah, you can.
It's absolutely true, and I think that they might just be sticking to their guns in the way that they do business, not wanting to hand that money out.
And they've never had a player to where they've had to do that.
No.
Like, you're not doing it to Trent Dilfer. You're not giving that to Joe Flacco.
Oh, my God.
You're not giving... Seriously, there's certain guys...
No, I hate
not,
Trent Dilfer. I love your point.
You're not giving it to Shannon Sharp at that point as an offensive player. This is the first time they've had a franchise quarterback that they have to pay money to. They've never had one of those up until now.
All right. Let's move along. We're up against it. We had a trade for the number one pick. We alluded to it a little bit ago. The Carolina Panthers giving up a lot to the Bears to get that number one pick in the draft in about a month or so. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up here soon. We will get to that next. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, one more segment here before hour two. Text in whenever you want, 503-864-6326. You can hit us up on the socials. Rashad Taylor is at TaylorMade503. I am at JoeFish3, F-I-S-C-H, and Jordan Schultz is at...
Oh, you need me to fill it in?
Yes.
On the air, Jordan. J-O-R-D-O-N.
On the air, Jordan.
My dad helped me come up with that one.
That's not bad.
A good one.
I like it. All right, cool. I like it.
Glad you guys approve.
Yeah, we had a trade this week. What was that, Friday? Was that a Friday news dump?
That was a Friday at about 2:30. Friday. During Danny and Dusty.
Afternoon news dump. Yeah, Jordan Schultz was hosting. You should go back and listen to the podcast, any of the fan podcast. Him and... Will Ortner were on the
that
call.
That was fun.
Yeah. But so the Carolina Panthers making moves. David Tepper, he is not messing around basically ever since he bought that team. That guy is not wasting time. He is canning coaches after giving them 10-year deals. And he gives away, what was it, DJ Moore, their top wide receiver, the number 9 overall pick, next year's first round pick.
And, so all their best players.
Yeah, a bunch of other picks as well to go up to the number 1 overall. So the Bears, with that trade happening, saying Justin Fields is our guy, essentially by doing that, They go back in the draft, which I don't blame them for doing that. You saw flashes of how great he can be, kind of a Lamar Jackson light. And hopefully his passing game develops into what it was at Ohio State, what you saw there. But Carolina Panthers, they're going for it. It's just a matter of who they're going for. Bryce Young, is it totally blanking on the other C.J. Stroud, another Ohio State quarterback? Will it be Anthony Richardson, the up-and-comer out of Florida? Will Levis? But Carolina Panthers, they're going for it. And the Bears getting one of their already best receivers in franchise history. I got some stats to back that up, but Rashad, Panthers, looking to shake up the NFC South. And as we talked about, quarterback situation down there is pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, again, I would have at least explored Lamar Jackson and being able to keep your best receiver. So, you know, Lamar Jackson to DJ Moore could have potentially been
that would have been fun.
That would have been a lot of fun.
I would have liked Lamar
see.
In those jerseys too.
That black and powder blue. Yeah, that would have been great. So, but if you're the Panthers, I think this was a smart move because you got four really talented quarterbacks that there's a good chance they go early. You know, and I think the Panthers were like at, what, 9? Somewhere around there. They traded up from 9. There's no chance that, I mean, no chance, excuse me, there's not a great chance that a Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or Will Levis would have been there at 9, right? Like, there's a good chance that, and I don't see
maybe
the draft
one of
order.
Them, but
I don't see the draft order in front of me. So can you tell me who's 2 through 9 at this
you
point?
You got the Texans at 2.
Needs a quarterback.
Definitely going to go quarterback. Colts at 4.
Need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback, right? And then at 5, Seahawks, 6, Lions, 7, Raiders, 8, Falcons.
Raiders need a quarterback. Falcons need a quarterback.
I still think it's possible Seattle takes Richardson, too. So Seahawks might. Geno's only guaranteed $28 million in 1 year.
Yeah.
They could be looking at the guy of the future in this draft as well.
No, exactly. So, I mean, you think about that if you're Carolina, who's in desperate need of a quarterback, and at 9, those four guys, you know, may not be there. Will probably not be on the board by the time it's time for them to draft.
But this is the thing. This is why there's rumors floating around that they made this move now versus at the 11th hour on draft day, is because now they've got, like, say the Texans, they're scared that the Panthers are going to take C.J. Stroud, and they want C.J. Stroud. It's like, all right, you want to move up just that one spot? What do you want? What do you want to trade? What
I
do you
saw
want?
Kevin Costner in a role like this before.
It's called Draft Day. If it happens in a movie,
T'Challa is in it.
It can happen in real life.
It's a pretty good movie, man.
But again, the Colts at 4, right? I mean, they make a phone call and they're like maybe the Panthers, they made that move and the Colts were right there about to make it. And now the Colts are sitting there. Ursay is like, damn, you know him. I mean, he'll operate on a whim. God knows what he'll send to Carolina to get that number one pick. You get Ursay at the right time, right day of night. I mean, who knows how many drinks he's in.
Cocaine and hookers, man. How many do you need, bro?
Hey, you said it, not
me. What's your room number?
But we damn well know that Ursay might be getting into that. You get him in a room doing that, talking trades, you're coming out on top with that trade, okay? But again, the Colts, I mean, that could be smart for the Panthers where you get that number one pick, but you can still get your guy. Like, if you go back a couple spots and make some trades, regain some of those picks back. So, there's still, I mean, draft day, it is what? April 27th. So, we are still a month and a half away from the draft. Again, Panthers, you're going to probably see even more of those rumors floating up that, well, they feel like they can still get their guy at 3, so maybe they do that. I don't know. But Panthers, it said that C.J. Stroud is who they might be looking to go after. And then the Texans, yeah, they're sitting at 2. So Bryce Young, I mean, I don't know who you guys like out of that group of four, but I like C.J. Stroud the most. So I don't blame the Panthers looking at him.
I mean,
people seem to be falling in love with Anthony Richardson overnight.
I think Bryce Young, for if you haven't seen enough from him over the past few years, then I'm not sure if you've been watching a lot of college football. That kid is great, playing quarterback.
He's so short.
I think, you know, there are certain guys in the NFL that
I got these tiny hands.
Yeah. I think there's certain guys in the NFL that just kind of they get away with it. You know, Russell Wilson isn't super tall. You know, and mind you, last year wasn't a great year, but we don't think that's the exception, not the rule for Russell Wilson. Like, he's not gonna have a back-to-back trash season like he did this past year.
But also, like, you look know? At, like, Kyler Murray. Like, he had an insane year a couple years ago, and then last year sucked. So it's like, oh, yeah, he sucks now.
But everything about Kyler Murray is kind of between the years,
trash
right?
now.
For Kyler Murray, it feels like everything for him is between the years.
Yeah,
like, his inability to be a leader. Those are things that they talk about. Not necessarily his play a lot of times, him being short, not being able to see over the line. Tua said, I can't see over the line. Tua also can't stay on the field, you know? So it's just kind of one of those things. So I think when you're smaller, yes, there are certain disadvantages, but if you're good and you know how to play, Drew Brees wasn't tall. Drew Brees is one of the best passers of the football we've ever seen. So I think it's possible, depending on the franchise you go to. This is what sucks about going first overall. You go top five, you go top anything. The team you're going to sucks. It's just what it is.
Yep.
Carolina, you look at these teams that are drafting in the top five. All five of them suck.
No, you're being dropped in a futility. You're right.
So, like, how are you supposed to be a great quarterback with a team that sucks and you have a franchise that seemingly doesn't really know how to build a team? How long have the Bears been drafting within the top 10 of the draft? A long time. They haven't been able to get it back. That's not because the players aren't good. That's because the people running the organization have no freaking clue what they're doing in most cases. And so you keep getting these inept franchises over and over and over again. So if you're a young quarterback, you're C.J. Stroud, you're C.J. Levis, Will Levis, you have to concede to the fact that you're going to go to a struggling franchise. And it's going to be all on you to make sure you turn things around. And this is why I'm really glad the Bears decided, man, Justin Fields, we're going to stay with you. Despite what's happened around you, we're going to stick with you, and that's how you build a great franchise and give this dude an opportunity to learn how to win when you're there.
One last thing here on this trade. So DJ Moore, the big piece for the Bears that they're getting in this, going to Chicago. This puts in perspective how long the Bears have been without a solid receiver. I mean, really ever in their franchise's history. DJ Moore's 364 receptions over the last five seasons would make him third on the Bears' all-time receptions leaderboard, trailing Walter Payton and Matt Forte, not even trailing receivers in that category for Chicago.
I was going to say, is Devin Hester on the list somewhere?
And then his 5,202 receiving yards would be most in franchise history. That is insane. Like, when you think of the Bears, how long they have been a franchise for, but then again, you think about their quarterback situation over the last, you know,
forever.
30 to 40 years.
Jim McMahon was a middling quarterback in the NFL at that point. You know, Jay Cutler was he's probably been the best of all of the, if you can think of that, Jay Cutler.
The most talented passer that they've ever had.
Rex Grossman, you know, got them to a Super Bowl.
Jordan's face on that one.
Rex Grossman got them to a Super Bowl. The two things they've never had up until this point is a franchise quarterback and a really dynamic receiver.
I mean, didn't they have Brandon Marshall for two shakes of a lamb's tail?
Not long enough. Not the great Brandon Marshall.
Not setting records, that's for sure.
They didn't have Denver Broncos' Brandon Marshall.
So Bears getting a number one receiver. Panthers getting a number one pick, and we'll see what they do with that. All right, hour number two, Rashad, handing it over to you. We kind of already talked about it in the last break, though. It's a big day today because it's Selection Sunday. But, Rashad doesn't seem too enthused about it. Hour number two, Sports Sunday. Rashad Taylor, Joe Fish, and new producer Jordan Schultz across the glass. Sports Sunday right here, 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, one more segment here before hour two. Text in whenever you want, 503-864-6326. You can hit us up on the socials. Rashad Taylor is at TaylorMade503. I am at JoeFish3, F-I-S-C-H. And Jordan Schultz is at...
Oh, you need me to fill it in?
Yes.
On the air, Jordan. J-O-R-D-O-N.
On the air, Jordan.
That, my dad helped me come up with
D-O-N.
That one.
D-O-N. That's not bad.
A good one.
I like it. All right, cool. I like it.
Glad you guys approve.
We had a trade this week. What was that, Friday? Was that a Friday news dump?
That was a Friday at about 2:30. Friday. During Danny and Dusty.
Afternoon news dump. Yeah, Jordan Schultz was hosting. You should go back and listen to the podcast, any of the fan podcast. Him and... Will Ortner were on the
that
call.
That was fun.
Yeah. But so the Carolina Panthers making moves. David Tepper, he is not messing around basically ever since he bought that team. That guy is not wasting time. He is caning coaches after giving them 10-year deals. And he gives away, what was it, DJ Moore, their top wide receiver, the number 9 overall pick, next year's first round pick.
And, so all their best players.
Yeah, a bunch of other picks as well to go up to the number 1 overall. So the Bears, with that trade happening, saying Justin Fields is our guy, essentially by doing that, they go back in the draft, which I don't blame them for doing that. You saw flashes of how great he can be, kind of a Lamar Jackson light. And hopefully his passing game develops into what it was at Ohio State, what you saw there. But Carolina Panthers, they're going for it. It's just a matter of who they're going for. Bryce Young, is it totally blanking on the other? C.J. Stroud, another Ohio State quarterback. Will it be Anthony Richardson, the up-and-comer out of Florida? Will Levis? But Carolina Panthers, they're going for it. And the Bears getting one of their already best receivers in franchise history. I got some stats to back that up, but Rashad, Panthers, looking to shake up the NFC South. And as we talked about, quarterback situation down there is pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, again, I would have at least explored Lamar Jackson and being able to keep your best receiver. So, you know, Lamar Jackson to DJ Moore could have potentially been.
That would have been fun.
That would have been a lot of fun.
I would have liked Lamar
see.
In those jerseys too.
That like the, you know, that little like
the black
Carolina
and powder blue.
Yeah, that would have been great. So, but if you're the Panthers, I think this was a smart move because you got four really talented quarterbacks that there's a good chance they go early, you know, and I think the Panthers were like at what, 9, somewhere around there. They traded up from 9. There's no chance that, I mean, no chance, excuse me. There's not a great chance that a Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or Will Levis would have been there at 9, right? Like, there's a good chance that, and I don't see
maybe
the draft
one of
order.
Them, but
I don't see the draft order in front of me. So can you tell me who's 2 through 9 at this
you
point?
You got the Texans at 2.
Needs a quarterback.
Definitely going to go quarterback. Colts at 4.
Need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback, right? And then at 5, Seahawks, 6, Lions, 7, Raiders, 8, Falcons.
Raiders need a quarterback. Falcons need a quarterback.
I still think it's possible Seattle takes Richardson, too. So Seahawks might. Because Geno's only guaranteed $28 million in 1 year.
Yeah.
They could be looking at the guy of the future in this draft as
no,
well.
No, exactly. So, I mean, you think about that if you're Carolina, who's in desperate need of a quarterback, and at 9, those four guys, you know, may not be there. We'll probably not be on the board by the time it's time for them to draft.
But this is the thing. This is why there's rumors floating around that they made this move now versus at the 11th hour on draft day, is because now they've got, like, say the Texans, they're scared that the Panthers are going to take C.J. Stroud, and they want C.J. Stroud. It's like, all right, you want to move up just that one spot? What do you want? What do you want to trade? What
I
do
saw
you want?
Kevin Costner in a role like this before. It's
hey,
called Draft Day.
If it happens in a movie.
T'Challa is in it.
It can happen in real life.
It's a pretty good movie, man.
But again, the Colts at 4, right? I mean, they make a phone call and they're like maybe the Panthers, they made that move and the Colts were right there about to make it. And now the Colts are sitting there. Ursay is like, damn, you know him. I mean, he'll operate on a whim. He'll send the, God knows what he'll send to Carolina to get that number one pick. You get Ursay at the right time, right day of night. I mean, who knows how many drinks he's in.
Cocaine and hookers, man. How many do you need, bro?
Hey, you said it, not
me. What's your room number?
But I'll we damn well him. Know that Ursay might be getting into that. You get him in a room doing that, talking trades, you're coming out on top with that trade, okay? But again, the Colts, I mean, that could be smart for the Panthers where you get that number one pick, but you can still get your guy. Like, if you go back a couple spots and make some trades, regain some of those picks back. So, they're still, I mean, draft day, it is what? April 27th. So, we are still a month and a half away from the draft. Again, don't, Panthers, you're going to probably see even more of those rumors floating up that, well, they feel like they can still get their guy at 3, so maybe they do that. I don't know. But Panthers, it said that C.J. Stroud is who they might be looking to go after. And then the Texans, yeah, they're sitting at 2. So Bryce Young, I mean, I don't know who you guys like out of that group of four, but I like C.J. Stroud the most. So I don't blame the Panthers looking at him.
I mean,
people seem to be falling in love with Anthony Richardson overnight.
I mean, I think Bryce Young, for if you haven't seen enough from him over the past few years, then I'm not sure if you've been watching a lot of college football. That kid is great, you know, playing quarterback.
He's small.
So short, right?
He's small.
He's so short. I think, you know, there are certain guys in the NFL that...
I got these tiny hands.
Yeah. I think there's certain guys in the NFL that just kind of, they get away with it. You know, Russell Wilson isn't super tall. You know, and mind you, last year wasn't a great year, but we don't think that's not the, you know, that's the exception, not the rule for Russell Wilson. Like, he's not going to have, I don't think he's going to have a back-to-back trash season like he did this past year.
But also, like, you look know? At, like, Kyler Murray. Like, he had an insane year a couple years ago, and then last year sucked. So it's like, oh, yeah, he sucks
but
now.
But everything about Kyler Murray is kind
Russell
of between
Wilson
the years,
is trash
right?
now.
For Kyler Murray, it feels like everything for him is between the years.
Yeah,
like,
for
his
sure.
inability to be a leader. Those are things that they talk about. Not necessarily his play a lot of times, him being short, not being able to see over the line. Tua said, I can't see over the line. Tua also can't stay on the field, you know? So it's just kind of one of those things. So I think when you're smaller, yes, there are certain disadvantages. But if you're good and you know how to play, Drew Brees wasn't tall. Drew Brees is one of the best passers of the football we've ever seen. So I think it's possible, depending on the franchise you go to. This is what sucks about going first overall. You go top five, you go top anything. The team you're going to sucks. It's just what it is.
Yep.
Carolina, you look at the top, you look at these teams that are drafting in the top five. All five of them suck.
No, you're being dropped in a futility. You're right.
So, like, how are you supposed to be a great quarterback with a team that sucks and you have a franchise that seemingly doesn't really know how to build a team? How long have the Bears been drafting within the top 10 of the draft? A long time. They haven't been able to get it back. That's not because the players aren't good. That's because the people running the organization have no freaking clue what they're doing in most cases. And so you keep getting these inept franchises over and over and over again. So if you're a young quarterback, you're C.J. Stroud, you're C.J. Levis, Will Levis, you have to concede to the fact that you're going to go to a struggling franchise. And it's going to be all on you to make sure you turn things around. And this is why I'm really glad the Bears decided, man, Justin Fields, we're going to stay with you. Despite what's happened around you, we're going to stick with you, and that's how you build a great franchise and get his chance, give this dude an opportunity to learn how to win when you're there.
One last thing here on this trade. So DJ Moore, the big piece for the Bears that they're getting in this, going to Chicago. This puts in perspective how long the Bears have been without a solid receiver. I mean, really ever in their franchise's history. DJ Moore's 364 receptions over the last five seasons would make him third on the Bears' all-time receptions leaderboard, trailing Walter Payton and Matt Forte, not even trailing receivers in that category for Chicago.
I was going to say, is Devin Hester on the list somewhere?
And then his 5,202 receiving yards would be most in franchise history. That is insane. Like, when you think of the Bears, how long they have been a franchise for, but then again, you think about their quarterback situation over the last, you know,
forever.
30 to 40 years.
Jim McMahon was a middling quarterback in the NFL at that point. You know, Jay Cutler was he's probably been the best of all of the, if you can think of that, Jay Cutler.
The most talented passer that they've ever had.
Rex Grossman, you know, was your, got them to a Super Bowl.
Jordan's face on that one.
Rex Grossman got them to a Super Bowl. The two things they've never had up until this point is a franchise quarterback and a really dynamic receiver.
I mean, didn't they have Brandon Marshall for
Brandon Marshall,
two shakes of a lamb's tail?
Not long enough. Not the great Brandon Marshall.
Not
but
setting
they
records,
did have
that's for sure.
They didn't have Denver Broncos Brandon Marshall.
So Bears getting a number one receiver. Panthers getting a number one pick, and we'll see what they do with that. All right, hour number two, Rashad, handing it over to you. We kind of already talked about it in the last break, though. It's a big day today because it's Selection Sunday. But, Rashad doesn't seem too enthused about it. Hour number two, Sports Sunday, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fish, and new producer Jordan Schultz across the glass. Sports Sunday right here, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.